What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
In the DMV, and to welcome onto the show, Brian Kenny. He does the smartest, best show on MLB Network. The show that you should check out is MLB Now. And nobody I'd rather chat with to get some insight on what he thinks about what the Nats have done and where they need to go moving forward than BK, who's back on the air with us here in D.C. Brian, it's been a while. You're on with Grant and Danny. Thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be talking to both of you guys. Hello.
Pleasure, bud. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So let's just start with your reaction to a move that was stunning just in how long Mike Rizzo had been here before we talk about anything else. Essentially, the entire duration of Nats baseball. I was in high school when they hired him. You're going back almost 20 years ago. What did you make of the move this week that Davey Martinez was fired, Mike Rizzo was out at the same time after they got swept by Boston?
Yeah, I thought it was a stunner as well. And you're right. I tried to make a point that, you know, Mike Rizzo was synonymous with Nationals baseball. He was the guy. You know, I think he arrived a year after the franchise moved. He was the assistant GM 3 years later. He's the general manager, president of baseball ops. Also, again, just to, you know, we can talk about what went wrong, but they were winning, again, 95, 96, 97, and 98 games when that was something, winning NL East titles against, you know, very strong competition. And that was all Mike Rizzo. And that's before they won a World Series. So there was a lot of success. And look, a manager often has to fall on his sword, even if he doesn't deserve it, even if he's a good manager. And I think Davey Martinez is a good manager. That you could more expect and say, hey, the rebuild stalled. What's happening with the player development? Maybe the manager takes the fall for that. I didn't expect both to go.
Is the timing strange to you at all, Brian? I mean, I understand with Davey Martinez, we've got some reporting that an extension or an option needed to be picked up. So, you know, you weren't going to do that. And you weren't going to have him just be a lame duck the rest of the way. So that one, I think, kind of makes sense. But is the Rizzo timing surprising to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is not the time you rethink all of your organizational goals, especially after you've had someone where if you don't, you know, if you don't know them by now, you're never going to know him. Mm. It was 17 years. That said, look, there is some wisdom to if things have been coming to a head, if, you know, a lot of things have not been progressing the way you wanted them to, I can't say it's the worst idea in the world to, if you're going to make this move, to make it before the draft. I would think most things are in place with their team as far as what they're looking at and, you know, all of their scouting department. I mean, yes, it's a stunner before the trade deadline, especially when sellers will be at a premium. There's not that many out there. So it's a shocker, but there is something I can see somebody or ownership thinking, you know what, if we're thinking of doing this, now is the time before we go into a draft where we have the number one pick.
Brian Kenny, who studies all the numbers and the data, is with us to discuss all things Major League Baseball. We're starting with the crazy week for the Nationals. You know, there was a piece in the Post today, and I'm sure you saw some of these charts. In fact, a lot of this data has been out there for a long time and in different places. But post 2012, so this was after Harper and Rendon were smashing successes, nobody's done a worse job at drafting and developing bats than Washington. OWAR of 1.2 post 2012 collectively for all their hitters. They've had, I think, 20 guys get to the major leagues. And, you know, when you stack them up with the Astros and some of the really successful teams who have 162 OWAR, I mean, it's night and day. There's not another team with less than 27 OWAR, and the Nats have 1.2. How does that happen, do you think?
Well, it is surprising, especially giving, you know, that this team is supposed to be a team with a scouting background, and that's supposed to be a strength. You can go years. The Yankees, before they got Aaron Judge up from their own system, had gone years. I think it would have been Robinson Cano was like the previous guy that they got out of their own system. It can happen. But, yes, I mean, that's an indictment of something. So you're missing something if – You have some drafts where you're reasonably high, or even if you're late in the first round, you've got to be able to nail some of them. So, no, it is what it is. Even if you think, hey, Jacob Young's a nice player, Dylan Cruz is still young and he can develop, and that can happen. But, wow, that is a stunning lack of production from your high draft picks.
Brian Kenny with us here on Grant and Danny. So what do they need now, Brian? I mean, it's, you know, and also, you know, it also gets to a million questions about ownership and if they're going to do anything at any point in time and be reengaged. But just on a binary, looking from a baseball perspective, I think about this for football, right? Where like the last guy's a player's coach and everybody's coming in late. The next guy's got to be a, you know, a military time type dude, or, you know, vice versa. What do they need now, both in terms of on the bench and in the front office?
Well, I think what you basically need is you need to, and again, I don't know all the inner workings, all the employees, the size of the departments of the Nationals. It was a pretty damning piece in the Post today about, you know, how they've been lagging behind. But if you don't have a pitching lab or a pitching group, it's malpractice in this day and age. You know, I was out in Kansas City. I had a talk out there, a sabermetric talk at the Linda Hall Library, and went to a Royals game and got to, you know, speak to some of the members of their front office. And, you know, this is the Royals. Again, another heavily, a team that is heavily balanced towards scouting traditionally, and yet they have a sophisticated pitching group that they call it. They don't call it a pitching lab. The Brewers, you know, always punching, you know, above their weight. They were one of the originals with the pitching lab. The Dodgers obviously probably have, it's like a college campus of pitching lab. It's, you've got to, in this day and age, maximizing performance, at the very least, have a pitching lab. And then conversely, you've got to have hitting coaches working with baseball ops people that understand the modern way to play that cat and mouse game, or that modern battle at the plate, plate discipline, you know, pitch recognition. You've got to build the infrastructure of what your baseball ops department is, so you are maximizing performance and properly maximizing development at all times.
Yeah, to that point, reading from a piece in the Washington Post today, there was a lot of talk about kind of the investment in the development, so to speak, saying three people within the Nationals organization lamented what they saw as a lack of investment from the Lerner family. Most MLB teams have two Dominican Summer League teams. Washington, one of eight clubs that has only one. Washington's player development staff is among the smallest in baseball. Minor league spending is among the lowest in baseball. I mean, is there a way, you know, we'll have callers that'll say, well, a lot of teams don't spend and they still win. I don't know if that's the best bedfellow, like that's the North Star, but is there a way to say, that's okay, but you still got to find a way? Or is there more to it than that?
No, I think it's what you're pointing to, in that you need, in the modern game, given that all teams are reasonably smart now, right? And it wasn't always the case. There were teams that were out ahead of others. There was a real information gap. It's no longer the case. But there is kind of a performance maximization gap between the teams that do it best and the teams that are not quite as good at it. So it's everything you're talking about. It's international scouting. It's player development. It's a pitching lab. It's a hitting lab. It's having individually tailored coaches for players. It's for, you know, making sure the players and their families are happy. It's for going to Japan and Korea and having scouts active there. It's like, what are the Dodgers good at? Everything. You've got to be good at everything. And you can, like, again, the Brewers, it's not just the Rays and then the A's a few years ago. You know, the Brewers, again, I mentioned, they punch above their weight. There's a bunch of teams that are just, you know, kind of like low on money, lower budget, but they're just quietly excellent, and they're all, and they know who they are. So they also know you have to flip some of your assets when they're in their prime, like if it's Devin Williams or whoever it is, where you need to trade that guy before he peaks because you need to turn him into several other assets. You know who you are, know where your payroll is, and know have your plan of competing with the bigger clubs.
Brian Kenny with us here on Grant and Danny. So to that end, they got a couple of guys who are rapidly approaching, you know, I mean, not the same caliber of player, but rapidly approaching service time amounts that were similar to what Juan Soto and some of the other young players that they traded to get these, this sort of group of young stars that they're kind of building around. Mackenzie Gore is right in that range. I mean, is that something that an interim GM or kind of the new GM, whoever it is, would have to consider, sort of given where they are?
Yeah, you either have to extend or trade. Right, you've got to decide where you are and where you are on the win curve. I'd say this, like in this day and age, you're not as far away as you used to be. Again, there's more playoff rungs to be grabbed. Once you get in the range of being a 500 club, you're not far away from a playoff spot. So you don't, that drastic rebuild doesn't have to happen. But you have to make a choice. You know, are we rebuilding, or do we think that winning is within the window of players like Gore, or again, like, you know, James Wood, you know, like he's already a star. Is it impossible to extend him? Maybe it is, but you need to strike early. You know, most of the top clubs now, you know, like Julio Rodriguez, Corbin Carroll, like we used to think, oh, you can't sign these guys now, you know, especially they've got Boris, they can't be signed. Well, you wave $100 million or $185 million in front of a kid, you know what? He might sign. So you have to make those choices.
MLB Network's Brian Kenny on Grant and Danny. You mentioned James Wood. Just how good?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Has he been? I mean, we are spoiled here to have gone from Harper to Soto to now James Wood. It's been amazing. But what do you make of this first full season in the majors as he's on his way to the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby?
Oh, he's fantastic. Can I tell you a funny story? Can I tell you a funny inside story?
Love it.
Of course.
I saw his father play high school basketball.
Wow. Okay. So Kenny went to Richmond. So we know him a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Kenny was the Dragon Slayer at Richmond when they beat Syracuse. Was it a 15 beating a 2?
I think so.
So Kenny Wood, I was a rookie sportscaster on Long Island, and Kenny Wood was my high school athlete of the week. And what's funny is I was talking to a few GMs and scouts about James, and they said, like, just how quiet he is, how he's quiet. He's got his heartbeat is slow. He's nice and calm. His father was the same way. I went and saw him play high school basketball, and I watched him. I said, this kid is a star player. This kid's the best player in the county. Now, it turns out he was the best player in the state, right? New York State. But he got the ball on the inside. He just had a myriad of moves. He was smooth. He was quiet. Nothing outlandish. He didn't dunk. He just beat you. He'd finish with 32 and 15 quietly. You say, wow, what happened? So it's funny just thinking, I see James and I laugh when I heard some GMs saying, he's so calm and quiet. He doesn't stand out. You have to watch him play. I'm like, that's his dad. His dad was the same exact way, except on the basketball court.
Yeah, and he'll have 32 and 15 probably by next month, just in terms of some of the numbers that he's putting up. It really is transcendent. But just sort of given, and you touched on this, Brian, I'd love for you to expound on it. You've got guys. C.J. Abrams was an all-star last year, didn't quite make it this year, but at times kind of looked the part. Josiah Gray was an all-star rehabbing from injury. Gore and Wood now. You've got some nuts and bolts here. You've got the outline of a group that's not that far away. And I know that the season's been disappointing. I'm not saying that they're close to winning now, but it doesn't feel intangible anymore.
No, you're right. I mean, that's what's kind of it's got to be galling to Mike Rizzo too, in that you have the nucleus of a winning team from the Soto trade alone. I mean, it's one of the best trades in the history of the sport. I mean, I like Robert Hassel a lot too, and we haven't. And Susanna is throwing 100 down in Double A. Like, there's a lot going on here. Now, you need to sign these guys up. You've got to build around them. But you're absolutely right. You have, like, a star left-hander, a guy who's one of the best swing-and-miss guys in the sport. You've got one of the best hitters in the outfield. And, you're not even done there. So, no, you have it. Right, Abrams is in another era, he'd be the best shortstop in the league. Now, there's so many good shortstops now. He's top 10. But in another era, have a shortstop slugging 500 that's exceedingly rare. So you have the core of a winning team, of a playoff team here. Not a great team right away, but you certainly shouldn't be that far away from a team that can jump up, win, I don't know, 88, 90 games, and maybe grab one of those last playoff spots.
Yeah, Abrams very easily could have made a second straight All-Star team this year with Gore, who's in, and with Wood, who's in, all from that same Soto deal. BK will be watching you on MLB Network. Thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.